We are back inside the CN Community Center now, joined by head coach and general manager Tad Coe on the post-game show. Boy, that was a disastrous night. It looked bad from my angle. I don't know about you guys on the bench. I know the shots are there, but just not Hawks hockey.
No, we didn't play Hawks hockey at all right from the start, obviously. Frustrating thing is we talk about these net guards and, you know, the crackdown on the league and, you know, three guys with 10-minute misconducts right off the bat. And, I mean, there's nobody to blame but themselves. I mean, we even talked about it this morning, making sure everybody had them. And, there's just no explanation for that. And, I mean, right from there, we just didn't have it tonight. And, we can look back in the third period where we probably could have scored three goals, but they've got to go in the back of the net. You've got to find a way. And we didn't want to find a way. I mean, you know, giving up two power play goals again and you know, obviously a 5-on-3 shorthanded goal is completely unacceptable. So we've got to get back to the drawing board here and, you know, make sure that we start playing hockey again.
Yeah, the special teams here, especially on the road, right? I think, 2-for-3, 4-for-7, doing some quick math, that's 6-of-10 away from the cage the last two games. And those are losses, obviously.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time where special teams win and lose hockey games, and tonight lost us again. And that's, you know, it's two games on the road in a row that, it's definitely cost us. And, there's just no explanation for it where we weren't taking care of the puck tonight. We just turned over the pucks. We were swinging all over the place. And it just, you know, it's one of those games that we're going to learn from and we've got to get better from.
The thing is, right now, you're not Flin Flon, Melfort, Humboldt, or Battleford, and those are the only four teams I would say right now that are going to the playoffs. You guys, this is going to be a long 20 games. There are a lot going to be a lot like tonight.
Big time. And, you know, we've talked about it as a group. We've talked about it, you know, and, you know, as a staff and everything. It's there's no easy night, and we didn't do ourselves any favors before Christmas time, put ourselves in, you know, the top four like that, where if they have a night off, you know, it's not going to hurt them much. But these games are obviously crucial for us, and, you know, another 2 points in the standings that we don't get, and especially to a team that's obviously chasing us right now. And I mean, if you look at it right now, every team's chasing us for that spot, and, you know, we're not ahead by much. So we've got to find a way, and we've got to find it. We've got to be playing hockey every single night.
And it's got to start, it sounds like, Wednesday, going to Flint, we kind of mentioned on the pregame. I think that's finalized, so everyone at home knows. But you play like this up there, that's a long ways to go for a real rough night.
Yeah, just we've got to get that focus back. And like you said, we get a quick turnaround here, play on Wednesday now. It's probably a good thing we get to play soon again instead of having the full week off and, obviously waiting for Friday night again. But we've got to have a much better effort and a much better, you know, attention to detail and make sure we're committed to the whole process that we're doing here.
Perfect. Safe travels back to you guys.
Thanks.